So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
I'm Lisa Dent in for Anna DeVellantis. I got to tell you, most kids don't want to go back to summer school this year, and with good reason, because everybody just needs a break at this time. And Karen Kolata is on the phone. She is a writer for the Chicago Tribune. And I thank you for joining me today because I'm intrigued by the billions of dollars, federal dollars, that have come into Illinois. And some of that is to support summer school programs, and people are turning them down. Is that right, Karen?
Well, Lisa, some are. And just as you said earlier, there is a lot of sentiment out there. We just need a break. And I think we're all excited about, you know, the reopening. But I think that there's a lot of kiddos out there and parents who are saying, this has been a really tough year, and I don't know if we're up for summer school.
So Karen Ann Kolata is the General Assignment and Education Reporter covering breaking news and investigative reporting projects. And this summer school thing is a pretty big topic. So if billions of dollars have been, you know, tossed our way that support some of these programs, where does that money go if it's not used?
Yes, Lisa, that's a great question. So, you know, of course, there is just kind of a record windfall of federal funding that's been coming in, about $8 billion as part of the American Rescue Plan's Elementary and Secondary School Emergency Relief Funds. This is all COVID-related, but that $8 billion is going to Illinois schools. Summer school is one of the main components of. We have Miguel Cardona, the Secretary of Ed in Washington, who is saying summer school needs to be there for kids that were already falling behind before the pandemic. So looking at this fund, this is coming in to close the achievement gap that was not just, you know, magnified during the pandemic, but before the pandemic. So kind of an exciting opportunity, but you bring up a good question. It's a lot of money, and how is that all being spent? So, yeah, summer school, the money is there. It's kind of a, you know, please will they come kind of thing, but it looks like, I mean, I think some, I cannot say that it's all districts and all families. Some families, I think, are excited about this. And school districts are doing their best to meet where their families are at for summer school.
Well, if you work at a restaurant and you've got children, school-age children, and you have to go back to work, I mean, summer school is always a great option because they're getting fed. In many districts, the bus is picking them up. You're not paying child care, and actually they're learning how to transition back into all-day school or school without a mask and all the social distancing. Will they be wearing masks or not wearing masks during summer school?
Well, summer school, they will be wearing masks.
Okay.
I mean, from what I'm hearing, they will be wearing masks. In regards to, you know, summer school as an opportunity for daycare, I think that could be tricky because oftentimes these classes might be only an hour or two. So if you're a working parent, that doesn't provide you, you know, with enough bandwidth there to use as daycare. But you are correct. It's especially in some of the districts that I spoke with officials, they're going to provide busing, they're going to provide a meal, and there will definitely be some programs that are longer term in terms of they're not going to just be there for an hour or two. You know, you think of summer school in the past, I don't know, Lisa, if you ever took summer school as a kid, but I did, and it was always, you know, drama camp or something. Cooking, it was fun.
I went to Catholic school, so at the end of the school year, I was done, and I had no desire to go back until the fall.
Okay, but you know, you have. If you look at summer school traditionally, there's been kind of two paths, right? So it can be a way to, if you had some trouble with math or reading and some of those core topics, you could be in what would be considered a remediation, right? So they're going to try to work with you to kind of get you up to speed so you are ready when you start the next grade, right? But then there's always been also the other track where it's, you know, you considered enhancement. And that could be classes that, of course, you couldn't take maybe during the school year or just something fun and enjoyable. But this year, you know, I don't see as many. I think there are some of those. those extras that we consider kind of the fun classes. But what they're really stressing, everyone I talk to, is even if, you know, your child is going to be back for math review, they're going to try their best to make that an enjoyable experience. The last thing they want to do is have kids come in for rote learning, kill and drill. They know the kids right now, above all, are really struggling, many kids, with the whole social-emotional aspect of, you know, being out of school and then going in and out. You know, with the whole quarantine, there were kids that would be in and then out, and really, really tough for kids, for parents, and for teachers.
So yeah, they're exhausted. They're as exhausted as everybody else.
Exactly.
They've had a tough time. So I have to ask about the pension and the veteran teachers and educators. That comes up in your article. I'm talking to Karen Collada. She wrote an article for the Chicago Tribune. That's who she works for. And it's all about summer school and the federal dollars coming in. Can you speak to the issue with the additional 6%?
Sure. So are you talking about the General Assembly kind of passing this emergency rule?
In that you talk about school districts having to pay the pension contribution for any amount over 6% for veteran educators.
Right. Yeah, so I don't want to get into the weeds too much. It's pension planning. But basically, in short, school districts were going to the Illinois State Board of Ed and saying, provide summer school, but many of our teachers, our veteran teachers that would be interested in teaching, are afraid to do so because if their annual salary goes up X amount, they're going to have to pay a penalty, so to speak, because if you're close to retiring, and this is, you know, these are rules that are put in place so salaries don't spike up during the last 6 months, and obviously, you know, your ending salary is what your pension's based on. So these laws were passed to, you know, protect taxpayers and deal with some of the pension issues. So this is a temporary amendment to the pension code. And what it allows is, so if I'm a teacher, I've been teaching in a district for 30 years, and if I teach summer school, it's going to put me up above what I should have for an increase in a year. You're not going to get penalized. The school district's not going to get penalized. And the state will absorb, you know, some of that cost. So I think this was just a temporary measure. And it's just a way to make sure that there's teachers in the classroom, because the reality was that, especially we have young teachers with small children at home, it has been really difficult. So if you're looking at the veteran teachers that have been there for a while, many of them, their kids might be grown or older, and it's just more of an opportunity to get back in summer. Some teachers, there is certainly a sector of teachers that might have done summer school in the past who this year said to their principals and superintendents, you know, thanks, but no thanks. You know, the money is available, but it was just too much. And so I think they were trying to figure out how to staff those classrooms.
I completely understand. Well, thank you so much for sharing the details of your story. It's in the Chicago Tribune. Karen Ann Collada, thank you so much for joining us on WGN today.
Sure. Glad to be here, Lisa. Take care.